Welcome back to Awkward Kids, the podcast. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope everyone's going good. My name is OT7, your dick, a.k.a. Operator 16, a.k.a. the most controversial man in K-pop. This is the second recording because right after we finished the first one, it crashed. So we're going to do it again. No problem. Technology issues happen. Sometimes you have to record things more than once. Just being honest. So if it sounds like I'm less enthusiastic about what I'm talking about, it's because I literally just talked about all this and I have to do it again. But such is life. So, first thing I want to talk about is how I am doing. I've had an amazing 2022. It's been amazing to see my music take off more organically, to see, you know, life take off. TikTok has been sort of a hassle between being banned for a week this year and then having my page wrongly taken from me and just everything that seems to be controversial over my page recently. And I noticed that the controversy seemed to come from me trying to speak my mind too much. So that's why we brought the podcast back, because people just really seemed to want to see me to have a space where I could kind of talk freely. So this is where the idea of the podcast came from. This is where, you know, why I got brought back after a year. And I just want to say thank you to everyone who has been supporting this podcast in its form. This time I am 1000% committed to doing this every day. Ow! I am so sorry, boys and girls. I am so sorry for your eardrums. That was not supposed to happen. My phone fell on my mic stand, so hence the voice or the volume. But hey, we're live. It happens. But yeah, no, like 2022 has been amazing. I've been, you know, out here making music, you know, traveling, living my life. I fell in love with a beautiful girl who I plan to make my wife one day. You know, mom loves her, family loves her, you know, everyone loves her. So it's a really great time in my life. I'm finally mentally healthy. I'm finally to a mental place where I think I can finally organize my life and kind of have time for everything. So that's why we're here to talk about K-pop, motherfucker shit. Because y'all been pissing me off, man. Like, having a platform with 80,000 people is crazy. And because trying to build a platform in 2022 is crazy, because I built my platform on the back of being an outspoken person who wasn't afraid to, like, say his mind, right? And when you build your platform on the back of being an outspoken person, there's a lot of people who do not like that, especially in K-pop, when we're dealing with stans and extreme love and people who really and truly honestly think in extremes. And when you have someone like me who's able to manage it and who's able to kind of put it in its place and who doesn't have to be so blah every single time, I understand I'm a threat to you people. I'm someone who you people really don't want to see shine. And so I get that, because when you exist in a space that's telling people to all think the same, all move the same, all do the same stuff, when you have someone like me who's actually educated and speaks on what they want, it's irritating. Like, I'll tell you the story that happened like a couple days ago. I made a video just saying how I felt J-Hope from BTS was a better rapper than RM from BTS, right? And the amount of people who have made videos in the last 2 days and left stupid comments, like I said something so outlandish, is crazy. And I want people to understand, like, do you realize that outside of K-pop, no one in this industry agrees with how y'all feel about this stuff? At what point is comparing people meaning you're trying to bring someone down? That's what the internet has taught you children in 2022, because every time you see someone comparing someone, they are bringing them down. Every single time you see someone talking about something, they are bringing them down. I'm not bringing anybody down. I'm just sitting here living my life, talking about what I want to do. And when you have someone like me who isn't afraid to talk about what they want to talk about, who is going to constantly do what they want to do, it is a threat to people who are constantly in a societal box of what to think and, like, how to move. And I say all that to say, even someone like me who is literally a rapper, someone like me who makes rap music, I gave a rap opinion on my platform and damn near got cussed the fuck out for it. That's why I said, I was like, I need a space where I can talk freely. I need a space where I can say, fuck this, I love this, this is bullshit, and no one can leave their stupid comments. Like, sure, you can still rate the podcast and whatnot, but y'all cannot have as much say over this part of my platform as you can on TikTok, because while I love TikTok, They have so many regulations, what you can and cannot say, that I really have to be careful about what I say recently. Over here, I don't have to watch it as much, and I'm very much able to just kind of say what I want to say. So that's why we are starting the podcast back. That's why the podcast came back, so I can have an open, honest space to say whatever I want to without having to deal with you little children getting so mad every single day whenever I say something. All right, cool. First thing we're going to talk about today, now that we talked about me, is BTS is back, man. And everyone knows BTS is the reason why I got into K-pop. Everyone knows I love BTS so very much. So they're back with a new anthology album, fancy name for a compilation album. And I'm really excited to see how this album is more so packaged. I've heard most of these songs. We have heard most of these songs that are going to be actually said. I want to more so hear how is it packaged? Like, how are you, like, how are these songs flowing from one to next? Because you're putting songs in there from their entire discography. So that's not only just like sounds, that's voice types too. A 15-year-old singing a song in BTS is going to sound much different than a 25-year-old member in BTS singing a song. And they probably do have some of those songs that are from teenage BTS to adult BTS that are really going to be on this project. So I really honestly want to see what it sounds like. How is it packaged? My favorite BTS song, or one of my favorite BTS songs of all time, is going to be on there in Born Singer, and I'm super excited because Born Singer is a cover of a J. Cole song, and I love J. Cole, so it's definitely great to see them finally put that song out on a major platform. One of those songs that it was like that you really didn't see a whole lot of, you know, until very recently. I'm not really sure what was the mindset or the creative, you know, thinking behind putting that song on this project. But I think it's a great song to put on this project. Shout out to J. Cole for clearing it. And yeah. I believe that this is probably going to be the last project for a while. And I said this in the first recording with a lot more enthusiasm, but I'll say it again here. This is being set up like someone going away for a little bit. I'm not going to give y'all a whole new album because everyone knows BTS promotes albums for 6 months to a year. I'm going to give y'all pretty much a summary of everything I've done, throw in some new tracks, maybe go on a small tour before all of that, and then I'm gone for a year and a half to do military. I really honestly believe that Big Hit and BTS did not want to put out a whole brand new album, knowing that they were truly going to go away soon for the military. I could be wrong, hope I'm wrong, never, you know, want to be right and stuff like that. But I do understand that they're going to serve, and I don't understand why we can't talk about it, why it's such a controversial thing in K-pop. And that's what I mean by the current state of K-pop, is that things like BTS serving in the goddamn military, that is way above them, that is a custom and a culture in their country. You people want to treat it like we're talking about something so goddamn crazy. Oh my god, they have to go away for 18 months. Oh my god, what will I do? Go read a damn book. Go listen to another group or something. Why is your whole life gotta be BTS to the fucking point where them going away for 18 months makes you people feel like that your whole life's about to end? Do you realize that's a little creepy? That's a little too far? Y'all gonna be all right, bro. Like, you will be okay if BTS is not making music and putting out music for a year and a half. Because trust, I'm a Frank Ocean stan, and that nigga goes 4 and 5 years without putting out albums. So I think we're currently 5 years from his last album. And before that, it was a good, like, 3 or 4, at least. It might have been exactly 5 years in between albums for Frank Ocean. So please understand, like, if I can wait 4 or 5 and 6 years for a Frank Ocean album, y'all can wait a year and a half. And you know Big Hit's going to give you plenty of content to keep you going through then. Like, you probably won't even barely recognize they were gone for a year and a half, honestly. And it's just crazy how many new people around here don't understand, like, how this space has worked traditionally versus where it's going. Or maybe I don't get it. Because like I said this on the first recording, I'm going to say it again here. When I got into K-pop in 2018, there was a big, like, different energy. And the space was a lot different. You could say a whole lot more. And even people disagree with you, no one really, like, came for you superly badly. It was just more of, like, an educational thing. Like, hey, bro, like, that comment wasn't really, like, right. Let me put you in the right light or educate you, right? Nowadays, it's just shaming people and shunning people and making people feel bad for their opinions if they're not the same as yours. And I don't get that. I don't get why people are being shamed in K-pop right now. Like, the hashtag bullied by armies was going around recently, which is literally like it was a joke after a while, but it started because people were telling stories of how BTS fans, like, bullied them. And for me to damn near get bullied off of my platform today for being a rap artist and giving a rap opinion is dumb. And that's why I said, yo, I gotta have a space where I could just talk, bro. Like, I gotta have a space where I can give my opinion to my followers, to my day one supporters that no one else can really take from me. And that's where we are. This is what this platform is. So I'm super duper excited to have this platform in 2022. I plan to do interviews with some of your favorite K-pop creators. Definitely want to keep improving. Pretty soon we will have video. Once I move into my new spot and get the room set up, guys, this podcast will be on video. So best believe we're doing it bigger, doing it better, making sure we are existing in this space, figuring out how to promote in this space, you know, doing everything we need to do. So I'm very, very happy with where my life is. I'm very, very happy to be a K-pop stan. Please understand that the people who hate me don't hate the actual me. And I know a lot of people who support me worry about my mental health, dealing with all this. Guys, I have learned the people who hate me online do not know the actual Chase. They know Operator 16. They know OT7, yeah, dig. They know internet personas that are a part of who I am, but it's not the root of who I am. And it never will be. And so I want you all to remember that you are not what the internet says about you. You are not what your mama says about you. You're not what your daddy says about you. You are what you say about you. You are what you feel about you. And do not be afraid to be wholeheartedly different, to be wholeheartedly invested and being different and being yourself, no matter how hard that seems. Because I do understand that as much as K-pop is a space filled with oddballs, a lot of these oddballs in K-pop are hella fucking judgmental, and they do not actually want people to be free as they talk about. Last thing I want to talk about is, where in the hell is Blackpink? For a group to sign to an American label, right, have that many features and then go missing, guys, it screams being shelved. And for all you K-pop fans who do not know what being shelved is, let me explain to you very, very quickly. Being shelved is basically when a label has put in so much money to you and you are not returning on investment, so they are not in a rush to put out new music because you're already in debt. Essentially, think of a label as a bank. Why would I give you more money if you already owe me money? And that's what I'm saying, because Blackpink spent all this time building up buzz on JYP. I think it's JYP or whatever label that they're on. They spent all this time building up all this buzz, you know, inside of America, outside of America, becoming one of the bigger streaming acts in K-pop, building everything. Boom, they go to the next step. They get the American label. They get the Cardi B's and they get the Lady Gaga's and they get this people and that person and this person and that person. They do all that, right? And then they flash them in front of TV and make sure they are nominated for everything. And I swear to God, I heard Blackpink on movies and TV, and I heard Blackpink places I had never heard a K-pop song. I was hearing Blackpink, which lets me know that label thought they could be a top five act on that label. You don't put an act from outside of the country, especially in that position, if you don't wholeheartedly think that they are going to be a top five act on your label. And I guarantee you, the fact that none of those songs really hit top 10 on 20 on Billboards, the fact that that album did not really chart overly highly well, I guarantee you Blackpink got shelved for the sole purpose of they just put way too much money into that album and didn't get much back. And I think even that shows you why K-pop groups need to be careful running to these American labels for money. Like, sure, they're going to see you. They're going to see everything you can do. They are not going to actually see, though, the actual growth. They just see y'all got numbers, y'all got fans, we going to come and give you all this money. They're not down to actually help you see the growth and reach the growth of that next level. I've said it before and I'll say it again. American record labels in today's fashion are not here to actually train artists, grow artists, and help artists reach the next level. They want you to be the one out there growing your platform, growing your audience, doing everything organically by yourself, and they just want to be able to come along and put money into it when it needs to and do nothing else. And for a group like Blackpink, they needed more hands-on from their American label. They needed more people in there saying, hey, let's not do this, let's move it here. And it just seems like it was a colossal failure. And that's where I'm going to leave you at this week, boys and girls. Once again, my name is Operator 16, aka OT7, you dig, aka the most controversial man on TikTok K-pop. I will see you next week. Tuesdays are our days, guys. Tuesday, every Tuesday. Make sure you check in on the podcast on every single platform where podcasting is available. Once again, my name is OT7. You get dig, aka Operator 16, baby. And I love you all. Peace.